This is a podcast from The Sample Cast, Volume 1, Issue 10.
The Sample Cast.
Hi there, I'm Ruben Cornell and welcome to show 10 of The Sample Cast. This is the first volume of the show and after the 10th show I'll be taking a little break just for a couple of weeks just to recuperate and take some more ideas in for the show, get some feedback together and might even treat myself to a couple of days away, you never know. Thank you so much to everybody who's downloaded the podcast and listened. That really means a lot to me. It's also fantastic if you can share the show and spread the word about the Samplecast. Don't forget there's also a YouTube version of the Samplecast, which shows everything you hear about in the show in action. So check that out on YouTube or head to the Samplecast website, www.thesamplecast.com. If you're listening on iTunes, please review and rate us. It means a lot to help us get into those all-important iTunes charts. So without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Roundup.
First up, it's this week's Roundup, and we've got quite a few instruments for you. The first is available from Contact Hub. It's been developed by Rigid Audio, and it's called Sinferno. It runs in the full version of Contact, and is a cinematic sound module with 300 patches. The instrument uses the snapshot system, which is great, and the patches are each split into four different sections. So you've got bass, synth, ambient, and groove sections. All of these patches are tempo synced, and you can edit them and use the effects and sequencing pages. I did actually have a chance to get hands-on with Sinferno, and I have to say I really love the product. I especially like the sequencing options, which allow you to chop up to 32 different loops and sequence their start positions. So you can create really interesting bass lines and grooves with that. I almost didn't have time to include this, but thankfully the information's come to me just in time for this show. It's Silhouette Strings from Cinematic Instruments. This is a collection of their strings released so far in a bundle. It's a small collection, so you've just got three articulations and just a few players within each string section. But they've also thrown in an intimate piano, and you can have a listen to the demos on their site. You'll find a lot of the piano and string combinations work really well together. Thank you. Next up, a quick mention for Matt Bowdler's new library, which is called Diva Praxis. It runs in Uhi's Diva Synth and is a sound set of 128 different patches. That includes meandering basses, wistful pads, detuned drones, and leads too. The pack has been inspired by an eclectic range of composers, really, such as Jeff Barrow, Ben Salisbury, Trent Reznor, and of course the classic John Carpenter. So if you want some otherworldly sounds, which are really kind of greasy and grimy, head over to the Unfinished website, where you should be able to pick up that sound set.
Subscribe, follow and share the Samplecast on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher and TuneIn Radio and all major podcast platforms.
The next sample library is Chris Hine's solo violin. I've mentioned it briefly over the last couple of weeks, but it is finally released, thank goodness. It's available on Best Service or the Chris Hine website itself. I actually helped with the walkthrough videos for this and had a chance to play with the instrument itself at Music Messe. It runs in the full version of Kontakt, but also the Kontakt Player. And the engine's based on the same one for Chris Hine's orchestral brass and orchestral woodwinds. So anyone who's used those instruments, they'll know how flexible these are. You've got phase aligned samples there, which is Chris Hine's trademark. That means you can have smooth blending through the dynamic layers. There's actually up to 8 dynamic layers. And you've got the note head capability and multiple types of legato with the solo violin here as well. There's a huge 38 different articulations to get stuck into, and if you have a look online, you'll find some really impressive sounding demos in a lot of different styles, cinematic, gypsy, jazz, that sort of thing. So I'd definitely recommend having a look at that. Last week I mentioned the Black Album drums from Chocolate Audio, and this week they've got a brand new contact instrument, also runs in BFD. It's Modern Retro Drums. So there you've got nearly 16 gigabytes of content with over 67,000 samples. It runs in the same engine as Black Album drums, and you've got 72 different drums there in total. Two main kits, the Sonar and Pearl kits, which really give you the sound of kind of 1990s rock and pop. There's 25 presets in there, and you can actually get this pack on a discount, 31% off until May the 15th, 2016. So check that out.
Developer update.
We've got one developer update for you this week, and it's an old favourite from Will Bedford. He's developed a new sample library company. It's called Fracture Sounds. Check that out online. And listeners of the Samplecast might be aware of his previous library, which is called Granulate. It actually started as a free library, sort of granular synthesis engine where you could drag your own samples in. It was available for nothing to begin with, and then he released a full paid version. And now there's an update. It's Granulate 2, which runs in the full version of Kontakt. So the engine now allows you to drag up to 4 different samples into the interface and manipulate them with new automation features, including LFOs and step sequencers, which are a lot of fun. There's also a new 4-way morphing tool on the interface, and Will's actually provided quite a lot of presets there to get you started. In addition to all that, there's master effects on the interface as well. So Granulate has really grown from an initial small freebie into a fully functioning sample library and synthesis engine now, so you should definitely have a look at that.
Big review.
This week's big review is a new product from 8DO. It's called Blendstrument Hybrid Pulses. It runs in the full version of Kontakt, and it's the follow-up to Blendstrument Motion Textures, which I covered in the very first sample cast 10 weeks ago. This instrument is pulsing and rhythmic tones, and it concentrates on grimy, industrial and electronic elements. It's perfect for underscoring and kind of strange sound design pulses that you might have heard in a lot of modern film scoring. Blendstrument really bills itself as having infinite possibilities at the click of a button, and it's true, it does. You can randomise the whole instrument with just one click, or you can randomise individual elements as well. So the rhythms and textures that were produced when I hit the random buttons were kind of grimy electro beats and sort of soundscapes, but they've always got a pulsing quality to them. They've all got a lo-fi kind of bit crush quality, and in fact, I would say the randomization is a little bit heavy on that. I had to pull back the bit crushing and especially the phasing to make these sounds a little bit more usable. So the building blocks of Blendstrument are tonal and rhythmic patterns, and you've got two different what they call pods in the instrument, and each of these can have as many patterns stacked as you like, or you can assign one per pattern. And then you've got controls to blend between the pods, and you can add master effects onto that, which are featured on a separate page. If you've used the previous version of Blendstrument from 8DO, or any kind of randomizable looping hybrid cinematic libraries from other companies, you'll be pretty familiar with how this works. Obviously, there's quirks within the interface which are unique to Blendstrument, but I wouldn't say there's anything, you know, groundbreaking in terms of the interface here. Having said that, there's a lot to like within the product. The actual number of loops is huge. So it took me a few hours, to be honest, to go through all of them. The fact that they're stackable as well is amazing. You can really load as many loops as you want and they can all play at the same time. You can get some cacophonous sounds doing this. There's also a reversed patch which uses the same instruments and loops from the normal patch in Blendstrument, but it plays them backwards while still applying the same tempo syncing and looping options. This is really fun. It adds a whole new lease of life to the loops that are on board. The master effects panel is pretty good. It's not just an add-on. You'll find a lot of interesting functions on there, including the chaos engine for a lot of the effects. And I particularly like the transform function, which is sort of a convolution reverb, but not a reverb. You'll see how it sounds like on some of the demos. I also really appreciated the option to be able to reset the master phasing, gating, pulsing, bit crushing, ADSR levels, and things like that on the master control of Blendstrument. As really, these had been randomised when you press the whole instrument randomisation button, but they're a bit overboard for my liking. Unless you're doing really kind of industrial soundtracks, the settings are pushed a bit too far, so it's good to be able to reset and hear exactly what the loops sound like without any of those extra effects put onto them. Thank you. there are things I thought could be improved with the library. It's all quite robotic and lo-fi. Now, I know that's the point, but it would have been nice to have a little bit of a break from that, have a few different textures, some which could be mangled and be able to be adjusted yourself without automatically sounding lo-fi. The randomization did throw up some pretty odd sounds on occasions, and some which were very low in volume and some which were screaming out of the speakers really high in volume. So perhaps that could be standardized. I know randomization is something which is always going to be a little bit tricky with these kind of instruments, but maybe a little bit of finessing of that would have been great. One thing I did find a problem was the layer assignments. They're not really explained that well in the manual. They're blanked out on the interface by default, and I'm not really surprised about that because it's a little bit tricky to get your head around what they're actually doing. So perhaps a little bit more explanation in the documentation could have been improved upon. But overall, I think Blendstrument Hybrid Pulses by 8DO, it's a pretty good instrument, and you can get days and days of fun just by hitting those randomization buttons and playing with the master effects. So check it out if you're looking for industrial, grimy soundtrack modules.
Free VST.
This is the section for free libraries and plugins, and there's a couple of notable ones this week. The first is a smaller cut down set of a full sample library which we covered in Samplecast episode 3. It's Aphelion Cinematic Loops from Particular Sound. Now in this set you've got 23 tempo sync loops for the full version of Kontakt, and they can be pitch shifted as well. They're completely free from the Particular Sound website, so I'd definitely go and download those if you have the chance. Lastly, I want to give a shout out to the VST Buzz website. Those who are familiar with the Samplecast and VST Buzz will be well used to their deals that they have every single week over there. But they also have a huge freebie section as well. So there are trombones, free cello, glockenspiel, flute, pianos, drums and cinematic sounds, all sorts of different packs from different developers. And one particular pack which I really like is called Prodeon Short Noise. And it's 6 gigabytes of electronic sounds and pads, soundscapes, effects, that sort of thing. I actually use this myself on quite a few different tracks, so I'll definitely have a look at that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. As I said at the top of the show, there'll be a few weeks break now until season 2 of the Samplecast. If there's anything you'd like to see covered in the show or any comments you'd like to make, good or bad, please send them my way. You can find us on Twitter at the Samplecast. You can find me on Facebook, Ruben Cornell, or you can send us an old-fashioned email to thesamplecast@gmail.com. As there won't be a show for the next couple of weeks, please feel free to go back and check out some of the older podcasts. A lot of the information there is still very relevant. So thank you so much for your support, and I'll see you again soon.